Welcome to Lenya. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Nova Clark of the Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. And Nova, a big weekend full of activities for this Easter holiday weekend going on at Black Bayou. Tell me some of the things that'll be happening.
Well, first off, we are celebrating Earth Day on Saturday with a bunch of different activities. Different groups are coming out to educate people about the environment and to celebrate Earth Day. And it's a perfect time to get outside after all this rain,
too. I remember one year on Earth Day, I planted a tree. They cut it down and put a building on top of it. I'm still not over that. That was 1991 or 1992. Anyway, it's not there anymore. It's a building now. But you guys are going to be doing lots of fun activities around Earth Day, right?
Yes, we are. And we have a lot of groups coming out to help us do that and to educate. We have the City of Monroe is bringing out a trash truck so you guys can learn how a trash truck operates.
I'm fascinated by garbage trucks. I really think it would be fun to be the garbage man.
Well,
because how often do you get to hang off the side of a truck and ride around?
I don't know if they'll be giving rides on the garbage truck, but you can definitely talk to these guys and see how it actually works.
Now, this has got the big squisher in the back.
Yes.
and all of that.
It's one of the ones you see running around the City of Monroe.
Except this one's cleaned out and...
Yes, it will not be full of trash when it's there.
Okay, so this is for the kids to come out and learn about garbage and how it works on Earth Day.
Yeah, but that's not the only thing. We also have the folks from the Sparta Reuse Facility coming out, and they're going to talk about the importance of... making sure that everything is clean for drainage, which is super important after all this rain that we've been having. So a bit about water, litter. The Wildlife Society from Tech will be out to be talking about wildlife. We are actually going to be doing some plastic art where we are going to take some trash that was found and we're going to make art out of it. And we're going to have everybody help us make the art.
Trash art.
Yes.
I've been watching this guy on the internet, and I'll tell you this because I need to come try this at your place. He's magnet fishing. Have you ever seen that? They throw a big magnet in the water, and then he would like reel in a metal door or a broken part of a motor or car tire or whatever it is, the wheel. And then he was making these great art pieces out of the stuff he found in the water.
Well, I'm hoping that there's not that much stuff in the lake.
I'm hoping not, but yeah. But it sounds like fun. I want to try that one day, and that would help clean the environment, too, for Earth Day.
You know, we'd have no objection to it. It might be a little scary what's in the bottom of Black Bayou Lake.
So you've got the Louisiana Tech Wildlife folks coming over.
Yes.
You've got a garbage truck. You've got Girl Scouts.
Yes, Girl Scout Troop 688 is going to come out and do some hands-on crafts with kids to make some feeders. And then we also are going to have tree cookies that the kids will be able to decorate and take home, courtesy of Bayou Tree Cutters. And then our big thing, too, is at noon we are going to turn the goose to represent the spring migration.
Okay,
too.
So the geese, they don't know what way to go.
Yeah, the
unless
birds...
they look down and see your goose and it points them in the right direction, right?
Yeah, the birds are often very confused. But we turn our big blue goose, which is a symbol of the refuge system, so it will be facing north now.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be.
So that starts up at what time on Saturday?
It starts at 10 o'clock and goes till 1 o'clock.
Any cost to come attend the things?
Nope, it is completely free, so you can totally come out and enjoy yourself.
Okay, so that's all going on Saturday, an Earth Day celebration at Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Now, on Facebook all the time, I'm friends with a bunch of these art people, and I'm not artistically inclined like that, but they are. And I always see these beautiful photographs and beautiful paintings of scenes around the lake. So tell me what's going to be going on Saturday for artists in our area.
In cooperation with the Arts Council of Northeast Louisiana, we are holding a Black Bayou paint out from basically dawn to dusk. And we're encouraging artists to just come out and paint what they see. You do have to bring your own canvas and supplies. But to come out, it's supposed to be a wonderful sunny day, paint what you see. And we will accept canvases that are smaller than 3x3 for display at the refuge. So you can share your art with everybody, and then we will actually have a reception in May.
You gave me threes. Is that 3 foot or three inches?
3 feet by 3 feet.
3 feet by
yes.
3 feet. So you can come out and paint something gigantic.
We just won't have room for it. But you can come out and paint something super big. We just won't have room to display it at the refuge.
So what are the kind of things, if an artist came out there to see and you set up, what kind of things are people painting?
Well, the flowers are beginning to bloom. I mean, there's plenty of water to paint right now. Everything's greening up, so it's actually really pretty right now. And, you know, everybody, every artist has their own specific sort of focus, what they like to do. And also, this is for artists of any age, whether you're a professional or not. We just want you to come out and enjoy painting.
Can I paint an alligator if I come out there?
You can paint a picture of an alligator.
I can't paint a real alligator, but I can paint a picture of an alligator. So you've got something new with the alligators out there. Tell me about what's going to be happening.
Yes, we, as some of you may know, we've been working on our brand new alligator exhibit and the Learning Center, and we will be having our grand opening Monday night at 6:30 of this whole new exhibit. And there is a big link to local artists as well. Emery Thibodeau, who is a local artist, has expanded the mural in the room, and it looks amazing. And Brooke Foy, who's also another local artist, has also worked on it with some sculpture in there. And so when you come in, it's a whole new exhibit, plus the brand new gator exhibit where you get to see our gators.
Okay, so tell me about your gators. Are these little gators? Are these giant gators? What are we talking about?
These are little gators. They're the babies that y'all may have seen before, except they're in a brand new exhibit along with the turtles where you can see them swimming, sunning, underwater. You can actually see how they swim. And they will eventually grow into bigger gators, but it takes time.
And what happens when they get big? Do you let them back out into the bayou there?
We do let them go because we are very careful about how we feed them so they don't associate people and food.
What I'm curious, what do little baby alligators eat?
They eat shiners.
They like shiners. So they eat little
shiners.
Fish.
So we go buy fish. We throw them in, let the gators catch their fish.
What do big alligators eat?
Bigger fish. And turtles and other things.
Whatever they want, I guess.
Yeah, mostly.
How long have y'all been working on getting this alligator exhibit going?
This has been over a year-long process to get this going. And we are very grateful for all the donations that have allowed us to fund this, especially from the Monroe Convention and Visitors Bureau, which donated a large amount of money to us. And the other thing about Monday night is we will have some awesome refreshments. We're going along with the Louisiana theme. And I need to thank the Friends of Black Bayou, the Rustique Gator, Gator Girls Catering, and Miss Kay's Sweets and Eats are all providing the refreshments for Monday night.
So it sounds like a lot of fun. Nova, if somebody wants to find out more about what's going on at Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge, where can we send them on the internet?
You can go to our Facebook page at Black Bayou Lake NWR.
All right, that's Nova Clark. Again, Saturday's Earth Day, 10 to 1. Lots of activities going on at Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Artists, the Paint Out is on Saturday, too. Come out and paint things. And the alligator exhibit all happening on Monday night. To find out more about this and other land yaps, visit our website at kedm.org.